Welcome to Optimize My Life, the ultimate radio show where we unlock the secrets to living our best lives. Now, before we dive into this exciting journey of self-improvement and empowerment, I want to take a moment to thank our incredible sponsor, The Hope Collection, for making this show possible. Their unwavering commitment to spreading hope and positivity in our lives is truly remarkable. We believe in the power of interaction, so we want you to be a part of this incredible journey. Call in, write to us, or connect on social media. We'd love to hear your questions, experiences, and challenges. Together, we'll create a thriving community of like-minded individuals, supporting each other to thrive and shine.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the 2024 First Friday kickoff of the new year on the Hope Collection Optimize My Life show and the Golden Rule Society. We are a partnered organization. We're joined at the hip because we learned of and found out years ago about the incredible organization called the Golden Rule Society, founded by Captain Len Cain, the original Top Gun. And he's with us today. I'll introduce him some more, but I do want to say to those who are calling in or listening in on the show, we are operating under our original platform, Blog Talk Radio. And that phone number for anybody who would like to call in and talk with us or be able to access other shows that are archived, that phone number is 714-816-4686. That's the platform that you can call in and talk and identify yourself. Of the other 15 platforms we're on, we go to 93 countries every day. And we're excited for anybody that might be listening in, and we welcome you. My name is Ron Clayton. I'm the president of the Board of the Hope Collection. And I have with me the founder, the CEO, the executive, the director, Excalibur. His name is Captain Len Cain. I tell a little bit about him, and I'll let him share some. He does a better job than me. But he is such an outstanding individual. He's been nominated 5 times for Nobel Peace Prize. He was a fighter pilot, decorated fighter pilot in the Nam War. He actually taught planes, the Blue Angel guys. He became recognized through the Miramar School of Pilots for the Navy and became number one, Top Gun. And he was on the East Coast, West Coast, and then the whole country. Let's say he's known around the world. We had the privilege of hosting him and his lovely wife, Anne, in our home last May for Memorial Day observances, and we had a big party, and we had 40 folks from Minnesota drive in to be with us, and many of those folks that came had their scouts, their sons and daughters that were scouts, and they actually participated with Len at the Memorial Day dedication for the Battle Within group that has a monument that honors and respects and helps those who have lost their lives due to post-war traumatic syndrome. And he just was such an incredible person. 1,000 people there were sitting and listening to him share about the kindness campaign. And if you go and you turn your TV on now and you look at magazines, you'll see the word kindness everywhere. It's a hot-button topic. I want to introduce you to the guy who founded the campaign for the Hope Collection and Golden Rule Society, called the kindness campaign. Len Cain has demonstrated for years and right now is proactive in helping us regain and reestablish our country as the greatest country in the world. And he does it one person at a time. So I want to welcome you, Len Cain. Good afternoon or good morning, because I know you're out there in the sunny West Coast. How are you this lovely morning?
Well, a very happy new year to you. Many, many blessings. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm honored and humbled to be here with you. The pleasure of being part of the program to help make it a better world with the Hope Collection and Mr. Ron Clayton as its new leader for the past few years. It is really an honor. And I think that the first thing I'm going to do is a little bit of a levity. I always tell people, welcome to the show, now watch my lips. And everybody laughs. I said, wait a while, this is a radio show. We can't watch your lips. And then I always say, but now that I have your attention, here's the point I want to make. We're not selling anything. So what you ought to do is a favor for yourself, for your family, your friends, your neighbors, your church, your charity. Get a paper and a pen or a pencil, whatever you need, to take down some of the gifts that we have been offering through the Golden Rule Society charity. We've been on board, as I can say as an old Navy fighter pilot, for more than a half of a century, 52 years to be exact. So 52 years we've been helping children, churches and charities nationwide, worldwide. And again, we're not selling anything, but we offer the gifts. And as Ron mentioned, we have this kindness campaign. And where it did, it started on the 10th hour of the 10th day of the 10th month in 2020. Kind of a clever thing that I did. But anyway, basically it says this: with kindness and love and hope in your heart for peace and joy in the world, treat others the way you want to be treated, truthfully, with dignity and respect. What you do, when you do, you're sharing the love that the good Lord gives you, and you're sharing it with others. The kindness and the forgiveness. And the world really needs a kindness campaign. And as we expand, we're going not only nationwide in the USA, but worldwide and the different languages, because we all ought to be doing that. And people always ask me, Len, how did you get started on this kindness program? And I always tell them, I graduated high school many years ago, 1954, and 2 days after graduation, I was off to the Navy. I had enlisted, and I was off to boot camp and got to have my little bag, and I was ready to leave, and my mother said to me, Len, before you leave, she said, remember this: wherever you go, whoever you meet, whatever you do, be kind. Those two words from my mother are in my heart, my soul, and my mind, and I have lived my life trying to keep that good guidance from my dear mother. Be kind. And it's working. No sense in being upset and bad and trying to get even with people and all that sort of stuff. Just forgive them and forget them. Because again, we pray to the good Lord for him to forgive us. And how can we expect him to forgive us if we don't? We should be forgiving. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, there's so many good things. So if you'd like to take a short break from listening and make a quick call and tell your friends that they ought to dial in. And you know what it is, 714-816-4686. And we're going to give you a list of the gifts that we have been giving for all these many, many years. And you're going to say, wow. And I'll give you an example. When you go to our website, and if you're ready to copy, very simple, and you all know how it goes, www.goldenrulesociety. And that's all one word, no spaces. GoldenRuleSociety.org, O-R-G, which means we're charitable, nonprofit, tax-exempt, founded here in California, but we're nationwide and worldwide. as Ron mentioned very kindly, 5 nominations for the Nobel Peace Prize.
Oh.
Just helping people. And the nice part about it, in 2014, they told me that I was number 2 or the runner-up in the world for the Nobel Peace Prize. And I jokingly tell my buddies, I said, hey, I don't want to be number 2, as I was in the Navy, Top Gun, East Coast, and all Navy Top. I want to be number 1. And we all kind of laugh about that, but we still are busy doing the work of the Lord. Just keep that in mind. So when you get to the website, here's what I want you to do. Visit what is called Intiva Health. I-N-T-I-V-A is the name. And it was put together by a gentleman who was a Marine, a combat Marine, who was badly injured, and he was medically discharged from the Marine Corps. And he was going to college in Texas. He's a pretty sharp dude, if I may say so myself. And while going in college, technology-wise, he was, as I said, so he put together this organization called Intiva Health. And Intiva, the acronyms, information and technology, videos, anxiety, and all that good stuff. And I run around all the time, and I say to my doctor friends, I said, Dr. Jones, are you familiar with the Intiva Health Program? And most all of them say, oh, well, yeah, I've heard about it. And then a few days later, when I convince them that they ought to take a peek and visit it, they all come back and say, Len, why didn't you tell me about this sooner? And you can go to the Intiva Health Program and get good guidance from the doctors and the nurses and the scientists there on what to do. A simple example was a friend of mine, Charlie, here in San Diego area. Charlie, how you doing? He says, oh, I'm in total pain. It just keeps hurting. I hear, what kind of pain? And he told me all over my body, and I'm taking the ABC pills or whatever he was taking. So he went and visited Intiva Health and talked to them. A week later, he called me and said, Len, I am pain-free. Well, tell me the good news, I said. He says, well, the doctors I talked to down there and they said, don't take the ABC pills. Take the XYZ pills. I don't know why they did it. I'm just using that as an example. So he changed his medication, and he's now pain-free. And by the way, I probably should have told you this first, Intiva Health, a little less than 2 years ago, was selected as the number 1 organization in the world, supporting the medical industry. Wow. That ought to knock your socks off. And you ought to share that with your medical friends, doctors, nurses, whoever you know that's in the medical industry. Tell them to visit the Golden Rule Society website and click on Intiva Health. It's just that fine an organization. And there's more to come, and I would love to tell you all about it, and I'm going to, but I'm going to take a time out and take a sip of my coffee. And, Ron, I'll turn it back over to you, and I'm here to serve anytime. Back to you,
well,
sir.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Len. We really appreciate. And, you know, what you brought to us from the Golden Rule Society, when you brought the Hope Collection and all our members and all our associates, this company that they can utilize, it's a service, it's a program, it's a company. And one of the purpose of the importance of it is this. One feature Len was just talking about is how you can prevent getting the wrong medicine that you take. Let's say you get a new doctor, new medicine, and it's happened to all of us as we get older. We go to doctors more, and they're all prescribing stuff. If you go to Intiva Health and take, they have a test that, you know, the swab, or it's a genetic test, and they will check out all your genetics against how you can effectively or not effectively utilize medications your primary doctor will prescribe. Well, the report you get back, you do that, And you take it and take swab, send it in, and they get the report. You get a big report back to give to your primary. And then every doctor that's going to prescribe anything, they can relate to whatever doctors, and they can help you get the right medicine that won't adversely affect you. It can prevent your death. In fact, there's a higher number of the number of people that pass away from wrong medications prescribed many times at the hospital because the doctors there don't always know your whole picture. This service is incredible. It runs in the private sector, this private marketplace, it runs about $200 for the test. If you're smart, call your insurance, your medical insurance. Many companies will pay for it. And if not, what about having the security? That's a service that is incredible. And I encourage people, if you want to call back in or call Len or myself or the Hope Collection, we can connect you. Or you can go right online, IntivaHealth.com. And check it out. We endorse it. We highly recommend it. This company also, they have a lot of divisions. It's huge. They're very well respected in the medicine. They were recognized as the number one supplier. During COVID, they were the company that unified all the information, data centers, and doctors so that we could get a vaccine passed in May of 9 months. That was historic. Just for example, for the polio vaccine that Dr. Salk made in the 50s, it took 9 years to get approved. We did it in 9 months. Millions of people were saved. Yeah, there's people that had problems, and we're not going to go into that, but for the most part, people were served by having help and with the Viva vaccine. COVID vaccines. So anyways, and the way that all came about is because the president authorized and helped the organization, but they had to have a system that was secure. And by the way, that system the federal government is using in our defense department to prevent and trade information with other countries securely without the hackers getting to it. It's that good. On top of it, this company also has a pharmaceutical division. And what they produce is organic, pharmaceutical-grade jelly-like. You've heard of gummy bears. Well, when you get a vitamin or a food supplement or you get a pill, well, they don't get a pill anymore. You can get your medicine in the form of a gummy bear melts in your mouth and chew it down. And that company is Intiva Health. In December, they did $1 million of business. Now, that was the month they opened up their new manufacturing facility because they were using other companies to make it. But they are the sole supplier for, you heard of Good Health Food, Good Whole Health Food stores? Well, they exclusively use the Intiva products to afford all their vitamin, food supplement, prescription products. How about CVS? Drugs. They're pretty big company. Well, this company is the sole supplier to them exclusively for the materials to make these, again, organic and pharmaceutical grade products, the best. They offer programs to get people who go to school for education to get a certification in a particular field, whether it's a specialty in medicine or doctoring in some area. They have to get a license. They not only have to be certified, they get it licensed in every state. Well, Intiva, a division of Intiva, helps assist doctors or nurses or medical staff, people get certified and they get their license. And they get it done in a short order, and they're known for the best of being a supplier. It's a whole other division. See, Intiva is just there as a service organization, and they are phenomenal. And so we do as the Hope Collection. We are so appreciative that Len brought us this company and utilize it, recommend it, endorse it. And so you can check it out on your own computer. Go there and go to Intiva Health out of Texas. So that's one item. You know, our relationship with Len Cain came about because of a guy named Burl Wall, who was a master marketer in the world. Him and his father. This guy, you probably never heard of him, but a multi-billionaire. And he, the reason he was is because, remember TV Guide? Do you remember the Parade magazine? It's still printed every week in 313 newspapers around the country. They all carry the subscription for the Parade magazine. Well, Burl and his father founded that. The show that you and I are talking on right now, the platform called Blog Talk Radio, that's another product of Burl Waltz. And another genius that he had back in the early days of television, they own, you know, there are only a couple of broadcasting companies, ABC, NBC, and CBS. Now there's hundreds. But back then there were three. Well, what happens, they were only on, when they started out, they were only on some part of the day. Or there was no programming. They were on, but there was no programs. Burl Walk and his father developed something called Info Commercials. And again, they developed them. The very first product sold through Info Commercials through television networks around the country was a product called by Suzanne Summers, the Thighmaster. And they did $1 million. I mean, $1 million the first year with that product. And so Burl Walk and his father, I remember I went to his office and over Elvis' head, behind his desk, in his room, he had hundreds and hundreds of products that he helped companies develop and introduce them to the world. But the Thighmaster is hanging right over his head. And we laughed about that. But the neat thing about Burl, he had an organization called Burl's World. And what it was all about is making this, he always said, we're making this a better world. And so when Len Cain and the founder of the Hope Collection, Joel Griffin, Dr. Joel Griffin, got together, meeting through Burl, they joined forces. And we have been on a campaign this whole time of making this a better world. And we worked together side by side, or as Len would say, side by each. And we're here to make this and help you as a family, as a father or a mother or a family member, to help make it better for you. And we offer services, programs, and all kinds of things. I know Len would probably come back. The next thing he'd probably tell you about, Len has what's called the Golden Rule Society Travel, GRS Travel. And if you want to take advantage of the programs, the benefits, and the, we're talking about money saving, legitimate savings that you can earn. Primarily, your biggest area of savings is going to be hotels, car rentals, and cruises. The airlines used to pay travel agents and companies commissions. They stopped doing that 20 years ago. That's why they make as much money as they do. They don't pay anybody for the service to book it. And you go online, they want you to book and do all the work yourself. But we have programs. Well, anyways, other than travel agents, you can make a lot of money saving. When I say that, you can save a lot of money, and you can help a lot of people save money. And when you do that, you just have to go to the GRS, go to RuleSociety.org, and sign up under for the travel program. And it's free, but you sign in, and it's secure. You have to create a password, and you secure the name of the site is called Vortex 365. And you will be able to go and search 24 hours, 7 days a week, search and book. It's a booking site. You can book whatever travel or whatever place, a vacation, or destination, wherever you want. And so you can also get concierge service for free. So, folks, that's just one thing of the many things that the Golden Rule Society and the Hope Collection provides you with. And so I'd like to bring Len Cain back because he's got so much to share, and we just love to hear from him because he's such been so influential in so many people's lives. And we just loved it this spring when he and Ann came to our home, and we had a picnic over here. All the scouts that were at the dedication ceremony that he spoke at, the scouts actually represented and said the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag in front of 1,000 people. It was, you could see right in front of you the torch from the leaders and elders that have passed the torch to these young kids who really were proud of America. And it's so neat to see that happen. And Glenn and Ann came over, and we hung out, had a big picnic. It was fun. And we're going to do it again. So, Len, I'll give it back, the mic back to you.
God bless you, Ron. You're a gentleman and a scholar, and so full of energy and enthusiasm that it helps make it a better world. And I'll, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to go back to you with the thing that Ron Clayton was just talking about. To be a wise traveler. And we have an organization called Vortex Travel, and it's a big saver. And you can save up money up to 85% of the time. And here's what I always say, it's a bit of a caveat. If you want to go on a trip and you want to get a discount, don't try to get it on Christmas or New Year's Eve or a big holiday for the country, because that's when everybody's trying to travel. Now, the airlines have made arrangements with us. And by the way, after my Navy career, I retired and became an airline pilot here on the West Coast. This is why I have a very good interest in aviation travel, or just travel in general, because all ties in. And if we were able to get you discounts, that's what we ought to do. And the organization, and you can find this on our website. Again, I'm going to repeat it. It's at goldenrulesociety.org. No spaces in the Golden Rule Society. When you get there, you're going to look up and you're going to see Wise Travel, and the name of the organization really is Vortex Travel. Doesn't matter. But when you click on that, myvortex365.com and /GRS Travel, GRS, Golden Rule Society Travel. But it's there. Doesn't matter. And you can take advantage of it. Up to 85% of the time, you're going to get a discount. And we have no control what the airlines and the other travel people are going to offer you. Because if they have an empty seat, they would rather give 50% discount rather than make nothing on an empty seat. Makes sense, doesn't it? Of course it does. But anyway, take advantage of it. And you can share that again and again with your family, your friends, your neighbors, your church, your charity, whoever you want to share it with. And we ask people to share the information about the Golden Rule Society. Tell the world about it. Say, hey, check out this great website, www.goldenrulesociety.org. And by you telling them to do that, you're, in effect, being rewarded with other discounts and gifts that we have for you and yours. Because everybody's going, and people say, oh, Len Cain, he's just looking for donations. And we accept donations. And again, we're all non-paid volunteers. And because whatever we get, we give. And we have to pay the electric bill and that sort of stuff. But when people say, oh, you're looking for a donation, and what we say is simply, I say this, if you want to make a donation and you feel not compelled, but why don't you make a donation to your church or your favorite charity? That way, you know where the money is going. And they appreciate you for the donation you make to your church or charity or whoever your favorite organization. Why not? But if you make, you can also make it to the Golden Rule Society charity. Your choice. Because it's tax deductible. And you're helping others. So there we go. That's one of the couple of, but here's one that I really like to talk about. And Ron Clayton, here's a story that tugs at my heartstrings. I met the founder of the Golden Rule Society years ago. His name was Joel Gripping, and a brilliant man. And small world that it is, He went to college, Mansfield University, and he went to school with one of my high school teachers, the football coach. And, of course, we didn't meet till maybe 50 years later or so. But the point is, Joel was, almost 2 years ago, he had cancer, and the good Lord called him home. Like I said, tall, good-looking, wonderful personality, good Christian man, lovable, friendly, all those good things. And by the way, his doctor was in mathematics and pretty brilliant man. So much so that he was a senior advisor to three of the presidents of the United States. Wow. And when he finished that program, a few years later, we met and we carried on very well, good friendship stuff. And I told him about the Golden Rule Society charity. And he looked it up, much as you were going to do. And he said, Len, I had a job, senior advisor to three of our presidents. He says, I would like very much to offer you the same sort of support. I'd like to be a senior advisor to the Golden Rule Society charity. I would be honored, and I was and still am, because even after he's gone, Mr. Ron Clayton is filling in for him as the president. And, of course, I want you to go to the Hope for You on our website, and you'll see all the wonderful things that Ron Clayton is doing to continue all the wonderful stuff that came from Mr. Joel Gripping. Dear, dear friend, I'm a little emotional, ladies and gentlemen. But the point is, it all benefits you. And again, when you go to the website, I want you to click on a program called Success for You. Not only you, but children of all ages, from young to old. It doesn't matter. Because what we're saying is, at Success for You, I focus on two items. How to be successful in your life. How to be a good person, how to get along, do the other, neighborship, all the wonderful stuff. And we offer what we call a lucky buck. It's the size of a dollar bill, and it's free. But anyway, on one side of the dollar bill, lucky buck, is the action plan for living. And on the other side is an action plan for business. How to be more successful in your business world. And how to be successful in life. And it's applicable to everybody. How to live a better life. How to be more successful in your business. Awesome. So it's there for you. Take it. It's free. And share it with everybody. Wonderful stuff. I get enthused because he's a man. And Theos in Latin means the spirit within. So whenever you see somebody and you say, boy, he's very, or she is very enthusiastic, remember this, entheos, the spirit within. And we all ought to be enthusiastic with everything we do. And as Ron mentioned earlier, I have five nominations for the Nobel Peace Prize. And there's a rumor around that another six is coming soon, but I have no control over that. But it's a nice place to be, helping people nationwide, worldwide. This radio show goes to 93 countries, and I have another organization that I'm involved in, one of our other senior advisors. He's got 162 countries that he puts up video emails, video shows, that sort of stuff. And guess what? The Golden Rule Society charity is going to be telling the world about the kindness campaign through this gentleman, wonderful, wonderful man, a brilliant man, really terrific. And he's got it going, well-known, anyway, doesn't matter. But that's what's available to you. And speaking of of emails on the website. After the travel, there's an organization that I use all the time. And this organization is not free, but it's better than free, because what they do is they have video emails. And I know everybody else listening, they, you do emails all the time, along with telephone calls and writing letters and all that good stuff. But the nice part about it is you want to say something to your very dear friend, your best friend, or your mom or dad or somebody that you're close to, family, friends, neighbors, whoever. And what you do is you click on it. You have a little video camera that you click on the top of your website. Not the website, but your and you say, hi, Mom, or hi, Dad. Hello, Charlie, Harry, Mary. Who do you want to talk to? And you can talk. And they see your smile. They see your personality. And it's a wonderful way, rather than sitting there typing or writing these stories and what you want to do, you're talking to somebody. You send it. And the Goal of Rule Society charity, we use it all the time. I usually send video emails. It lasts maybe a minute, maybe two. And I explain to people what we're doing to help them make it a better world for them and their family, the neighbors, church, charity, and all that good, for everybody. And they all say, wow, well, that's interesting. They see me, they see the office, they see the background, awards and pictures and all that good stuff. My wife, Ann, who's with me been the past, can you believe, 65 years together. Anyway, I'm getting emotional. But the point is, it's available to you. And there's a slight fee with it, but let me tell you, it's worth it. It's worth it to you. And we have another one. There's a freebie. It's called the Prescription Discount Program. And this is, honest to God, you find it, one of the drugstores or the organization savings up to 80%. But you have to ask your druggist when you get there at the drugstore, say, are you involved in the prescription discount program? If you ask, they'll say, oh, yes, we are. Because here's a sample. You take in your prescription, give it to them, and they said, yes, are you the prescription? Yes. Oh, wow, this is going to be $100. And you say, well, aren't you a member of the prescription discount program? Oh, yes, we are. You're familiar with it. Yes. Oh, now it's only $75. So you get a savings. And the savings up to 80%, it varies. I have no control over the discount. Never have, never will. I'm not caring about it. But if they offer one, I want to tell you nice people about it. And you can share this again when the show's over with whoever you like, because I hope you're taking those notes. And you got to remember, www.goldenrulesociety.org. And remember, Golden Rule Society, all one word, no spaces. And that's what's going on. The Worldwide Humanitarian Award was this part of the program that we received for just helping out nice people like you. Matter of fact, one of his nicest things is Ron Clayton up there in Buffalo, New York area, invited me to be guest speaker at the African American Veterans Monument. It's at the Buffalo, New York Naval Yard. So I was happy to go there. And I went and I spoke, but the thing is, the Buffalo Navy Yard is the largest Navy base in the United States. So I was invited to speak. So when I went, talked to them as best I could, the place was loaded with people, all kinds of people here, there, and everywhere. It was magic. And I'm honored by Ron Clayton. He wants me to do it again. Because the three different radio or television stations all covered it, and they broadcasted all over the country. And it's nice to know that people are hearing good things of what's going on in this country, because as we all know, there are too many bad things going on in the country. And I am not into politics at all, but Lord knows we need it. So be a part of it. Be a part of the Golden Rule Society. You're going to be very, very satisfied with all the wonderful things going on. And Ron, it's time for me to take another sip of coffee. So I'm going to turn it back over to you. And I'm here to help. Let me know when you want me on. I'm standing by.
Well, thank you again. Thank you, Len, for spending so much. There's someone on the call that I'd like to introduce and bring on. I've got his microphone activated. He's taking time out to be with us today. And he's the vice president of the Hope Collection from its inception as being a right-hand person to Joel Griffin, our original founder, Dr. Joel. And then as we moved on to the new version of the Hope Collection and the Golden Rule Society and the blog radio shows, Bob Oakley has been called the Mighty Oak, given the nickname. And he's former vice president of AT&T, one of the largest company in the world. It was so big, the governments were afraid of it. So they broke them up, and they made them divide up divisions. And Robert was in charge of real estate, and today, although retired from that, he's in the real estate business, and specifically helps people that come to our country that need housing, and he helps them get their green card so they can legitimately and then go on to become citizens. And he's personally involved with that. He's an officer in the Knights of Columbus. He's been recognized not only recognized, but awards for his work there and charity. He's outstanding. And having him as a partner of our organization has been just wonderful. The strength that he brings to what we're doing is incredible. So, Robert, I know you're there. I see your phone on the dashboard. How are you today, sir?
Oh, I'm doing great, Ronnie. Thank you. God is good. I just want to acknowledge Len. As far as I'm concerned, he is number one. he is really just a tremendous, tremendous asset to all of the people that we're all working with. He and his organization, the Golden Rule Society, are number one. And he mentioned 52 years anniversary. Probably 50% of the people that are listening to our program aren't even 52 years old, you know. So he's been around a long time, and his charitable organization has been around a long time. And thank you, Len, for that. Thank you for all of your accomplishments. And I vote number one for you for the Nobel Peace Prize also, because I think you are number one and you deserve it. So God bless you, my friend.
God bless you. Thank you kindly. God bless.
And Ronnie, I want to give you some accolades also, because you are a tremendous servant leader, serving the people all the time. And I thank you. Thank you for all the things you do for the Hope Collection, and not only the Hope Collection, but for other organizations and venues you belong to. You're always giving. You're a giver and a giver, more and more and more. And you give without expecting anything in return. And that's what's important, because that's what the good Lord wants us to do. He wants us to help his people, to love him and love his people. So I think you're number one in that area also. So thank you, Ronnie, for all you do. And I know Joel Griffin is up there looking down on all of us, and he's saying, thank you, guys. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. You're doing the right things. You're keeping the legacy going, and thank you for that. So I just appreciate all that you guys are doing. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Robert, and thank you for coming on the show today and be a part of making this. I have a couple of announcements coming up that at the Hope Collection website, which when people go to it here in the coming weeks, what they're going to see is a new look. Not only is they have a new look, we have a number of new people that are taking positions to be a part of it. We'll have a new nutritionist specialist under the health and wellness division pillar of the Hope Collection. That we'll have a gal named Beth Lyman. She's a certified nutritionist, so she's going to be able to provide not advice, but she can direct people to get resources. She has resources if people need help in a particular area, they want to improve their health. Well, she'll be able to share things that are cutting edge and been proven, and she's a certified, so she's insured, responsible, and she'll be more active and part of our board. But you can literally go on the website of the Hope Collection and see health and wellness. Click on it and get connected for finding. It's a resource. We're like an umbrella. People go, well, what is the Hope Collection? Well, we're a group of people that are committed to making this a better world by helping others, helping them help others. So if you want to help somebody yourself, you can become part of the Hope. You can do it anyways, but become a member of the Hope Collection, and now you're empowered to use all the tools that we have. We have different divisions. Shortly, Mary Stanley is going to take over the education, the pillar of the Hope Collection. In the area of faith, we've got a gentleman, he's a treasurer of the Hope Collection. His name is Rick Reese. He owns a very successful travel agency, but he also runs a ministry called Marketplace Ministries. And he has a whole program, actual radio and television program that you can get connected to and get strength and support for your faith. You won't have any? Well, you go to the Golden Rule Society, you come to the Hope Collection, you get connected with Rick Reese, who are our area of faith. The first foundational position of the Hope Collection is faith. And if you're in a position where you need more faith, you don't think you have enough, or you don't know where to get it, well, we can help you do that. It's like what Len does in terms of his help here. He has a tremendous program for helping people help people in the Golden Rule Society. See, if that's something that's your passion, you can do that. We have another division called Water and Energy. And a guy named Dale Sajak runs that division, that pillar. And he has resources if you need help in energy or water issues. You can connect with him, and he can connect you with other people and things and companies to help there. We have educational support organizations. Like I said, we'll have a new representative, Mary Stanley, shortly. And she herself has become very educated through certification programs available under the education arm of the Hope Collection. And Expert Rating is the number of an organization. They have 13,000 certificates that you can get, college-recognized equivalency, that you can take all your background knowledge and passion and create an image, and then you can literally sell your services. You're qualified to do that because you're certified. And we can do that through the National Association of Certified Agents. That's a website. You can post yourself, and then people, if you want to just use it to go get a new job or a new career, you can do that. So these are resources. How much do they cost? Well, the connections don't cost a dime. If you take a college course to become a life coach, I think I know that costs $150. And what happens when you take it, they want you to encourage to help somebody else become a certified life coach. So if you buy a membership on training a schedule so you can become certified, you get a free one to pass on to a friend. So you can do it together and multiply your efforts and the results of what you do. So Hope Collection and Golden Rule Society have teamed up as resources. We're not going around writing checks to anybody. What we do is we provide the tools so that you can accomplish and reach. You know, they're like the organization Towers to Tunnels, the Tunnels to Towers. And you watch the commercial, Frank, and they're building houses for of wounded veterans. They're building homes for the wives, or they're paying for homes for the wives that lost their loved one, or the husband that lost through war. And they're doing tremendous things. Well, they're doing it. They're in action. What we do is connect you. We're not going to do that. We're going to connect you to people who do. So we're a resource center. In fact, we can name ourselves the resource center. And so that's what we, people love about our organization. We have a track record and establishment of success. And we also are very involved in honoring the veterans and first responders who improve our lives, give us freedom, keep our freedom. And we salute to them every single day. And, of course, our single favorite guy in that area is, of course, well, Captain Len Kane. You know, the thing about him, when he was ready to retire, and they, you know, being Top Gun and everything, they didn't want to lose him. He's an attraction to the services, particularly the Navy, and they wanted to keep him, so they just promoted him to Rear Admiral. So, but he said, I got family, I got new children, I got to go, so I've been on the road, and I've been in the air for 25 years, I need to go be with my family. So he retired, but he's still active. He's active duty in the work of the Lord, as he would say. So doesn't that make sense, Robert and Len, as we're getting close to closing up the show here shortly? Does anybody else have something else they'd like to share?
Ron, now that you've just said so many wonderful things, ladies and gentlemen, you have to share this information with everybody, because Mr. Ron Clayton is just doing a marvelous job as the head of the Hope Collection. There it is. You heard about something becoming a life coach program? Incredible. And I want to give you all a final gift before we leave, because time does ziggy by, doesn't it? When you go to the website, again, here's another one of the gifts. And it's something I did put together when I was an airline captain after my Navy career. And a situation came aboard about one Christmas. I got two electric shavers for Christmas. So I asked my buddies, both fighter pilots and the airline pilot buddies, and I said, what am I going to do with two electric shavers? And they all told me, they said, well, Len, you shave your face with one and you shave your legs with the other one. And, of course, everybody laughs when I tell that story, but what do you expect from fighter pilots and airline captains, by golly? All in good fun. But what I did was, on the airline, flying along, I said, ladies and gentlemen, I got a deal for you. I said, I got two electric shavers, and here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take one of them, it's worth $25, and I'm going to swap it anybody on board who wants to, has something that's worth more than $25. And I'm going to continue swapping all the time that I'm flying, up at altitude, of course, when everything is safe, there's nothing much going on. So long story short, I kept swapping. Next thing you know, I had a whole bunch of gifts, and it was all on paper now. People weren't carrying stuff on the airplane to swap with me, but it was all done on paper. So what we did was, after a while, my boss man, the chief pilot, heard about it, and he says, what are you doing? And I explained it to him, and he says, oh, my God, I've got to tell the boss man, the owner of the company. So he was upset a little bit because I didn't tell him about it at first. So anyway, the owner of the company, he said, Len Kane is doing what? He's got a swap shop in the sky, for crying out loud. Yeah. And he just thought that was wonderful. And we continued on. Long story short, all the gifts that we swapped for, people made donations, or they purchased, if you will, the gifts. And we raised well over $100,000 on the swap shop in the sky And all that money went to charity. And everybody was happy, and it was kind of funny, this and that and the other. And my golfing buddy, who was an attorney, he said, "Len, this is really great." He says, "But you better get yourself a charitable, nonprofit, tax-exempt corporation, because people are always going to say, hey, what's this dude doing with the money?" I said, "Well, you're the boss. You're this professional." So we formed the Golden Rule Society charity. Now anybody said, "What'd you do with the money?" There it is. We file all the reports, this and that. And again, we don't get paid, but we want to be legal, ethical, moral, all those good things. And that's what we do. And being part of it with the Hope Collection here, ladies and gentlemen, do yourself a favor. When you go to the website, goldenrulesociety.org, you're going to see one of the gifts. It's called the Captain's Travel Tips. And it's something that I put together years ago, and about 30 pages, how to save money while you're traveling, how to be safe while you're traveling, how to enjoy all the things that are going on while you're traveling, so that people aren't going to take advantage of you. And here are the things that you should do with your home before you leave, so that that's protected. And it's all these pages, and it's free to you for you to use, and you can share that information with others. And this is the way to be giving gifts with love and hope in your heart for peace in the world, treating others the way that you want to be treated, truthfully, with dignity and respect. Now, wouldn't it be a wonderful world here, there, and everywhere if everybody would just do that rather than killing one another and just doing bad things for others? Oh, that's not what the good Lord wants. He wants us to be happy and live the good life. So, Ron, we're getting close to having to wrap it up, and I'm going to give you the opportunity to say the magic words, and thank you kindly, always, and best to you and yours. Get well, but all the little nits that you're doing on, with the good doctors taking care of you and your lovely bride, Linda. So with that, I'm going to say, ladies and gentlemen, Happy New Year, all the best in 2024. Hope it's the best year ever that you're going to have. And back over to you, Ron. God bless. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Len Cain and Robert Oakley, who came on the show today. I want to thank all of you. My prayer as we go forward in this new year, that it's not only a bright new year, that it's a joyful new year, that you are blessed, and that as a result, God will show favor on you because you're serving him in the kingdom. And guys, let's all be part of, this is an army, Golden Rule Society and the Hope Collection, as members. It's free membership, so you should sign up and join, and you get on a newsletter list. But you know what we're doing? We are restoring our country. We're bringing America back, and we are really the ones who make that happen because we're in the field. So I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart, and we'll look forward to seeing you on future shows every day, noon, that's Eastern time, and please join us. God bless you all.